We're reading in the book Zohar for all, the introduction to the book of Zohar, the article Chokhma Sheha'olam Omed Aleha, letter 40. We remind you can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be aired live. Well, we're simply continuing. Wisdom that the world is standing on. Chokhma Sheha'olam Omed Aleha, item 40. Bereshit, in the beginning, is in Chokhma, on which the word Zeranpin stands, to enter the high hidden secrets in the light of Bina. Here, the six great upper edges are engraved, Vak of Bina, from whom everything comes, and from whom six origins and streams, Vak of Zeranpin, were made to bring them into the great sea, Malchut. That is, Bara, created, Sheet, are make, six, is implied in the letters of Bereshit. Since six edges were created from here, and who created them? The one who is not mentioned, that hidden one who is not known, Arich Anpin. Explanation. There are two chokhmot, wisdoms, in Atzilut. One, the first chokhmah, chokhmah of Arich Anpin, is called chokhmah stima'a, the hidden chokhmah. Two, the chokhmah of the 32 paths. This is Bina that rises to the Rosh of Arich Anpin, where she becomes chokhmah to bestow upon Zeranpin. It was said, Bereshit is in chokhmah. It is so because Reishit, chokhmah or prime, is the name of chokhmah, but not the first chokhmah, that of Arich Anpin, but chokhmah on which the world stands, the chokhmah of the 32 paths that the world Zon stands on, from whom it receives and in whom it exists. But Zeranpin cannot receive from chokhmah of Arich Anpin himself, and the world was not created by her. Hence, Bereshit Bara, in the beginning God created, refers to the Chokhmah of the 32 paths, which is Bina that returns to being Chokhmah through her ascent to Rosh of Arich Anpin. When the Zon, the world, receive from the Chokhmah of 32 paths, they rise to Upper Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima are called the High Hidden Secrets. This is why it was said, Chokhmah, on which the world, Zeranpin, stands, to enter the high and hidden secrets. Stands means obtaining mochin. Zon exists through the mochin that he receives from the Chokhmah, and through her they rise to the high and hidden secrets, which are Abba ve'ima, clothing them, meaning becoming like them. Since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like him. It was said, here the six great upper edges are engraved, Vak of the upper Bina. That is, Bara Sheet, created, and six, since Bereshit has the letters of Bara Sheet, and the six edges are Vak. The great upper six edges were engraved in this Chokhmah, from whom all are emanated and emerge, as it is written, you have made them all in wisdom, Chokhmah. It is so, because this Chokhmah is Bina that came out of the Rosh of Arich Anpin, because Abba took Ima out because of the sons, and Abba himself is set up as a kind of male and female. Chokhmah of Arich Anpin and Abba of Atzilut set themselves up as a kind of male and female, through the Malchut that rose to them in the place of Bina. Hence, Bina herself departed from Rosh of Arich Anpin and from Abba, and became Guf of Arich Anpin without a Rosh, since while she stands in Guf of Arich Anpin, she could not receive from Gar of Arich Anpin, and became Vak, devoid of Gar. Thus the Bina was carved and became six edges without a Rosh. Here, the six great upper edges from which everything comes out were engraved, since Vak without Gar were carved in Chokhmah of the 32 paths, who is Bina, due to her exit from Rosh of Arich Anpin. Afterwards, through man from the lower ones, she returns to Rosh of Arich Anpin and receives Gar Chochma from Arich Anpin. And she gives to Zon, who give the abundance to all the worlds. Thus, all the worlds come out of those six edges that were carved in Bina. And the reason why he calls them the great upper Vak is that they are Bina, like the letters of Bina, which are called great letters. From them, six origins and streams were made to bring them into the great sea, Malchut. This is so because the carving of six edges, while the Bina is outside the Rosh of Arich Anpin, is called six origins, as they are only the origins of Mochin of Zer Anpin. Afterwards, upon her return to Rosh of Arich Anpin, they become Mochin of Gar, which are called streams for Zer Anpin. Then they become six streams, as it is written, he will drink from the brook by the wayside, therefore he will lift up his head. And then Zer Anpin imparts them upon the great sea, his Nukva. It was said that six origins were made of the Vak, the six great upper edges of Bina. These are Vak of Zer Anpin of Katnut, and the streams are the Mochin of Zer Anpin. To bring them means to impart into the great sea, to Nukva. And the reason why Vak of Katnut of Bina are called origins of Mochin is that Bina went out to be Vak of Katnut only to become a source for imparting Mochin upon Zon. Had Bina not gone out, they would be unfit for any Mochin. It was said that Bara Shit created six. Created, Bara points to Vak without a Rosh, since the word created means blocking. Thus, two issues are implied here in the word Bereshit. One, Chochmah, for Reshit, beginning or first, indicates Chochmah. Two, Bara Shit, to show that six edges without a Rosh were created out of Chochmah, and these are the origins of Mochin for Zon. They are called world, and they are the 7 days of creation. And who created them? The one who is not mentioned, the hidden one who is not known, Arich Anpin. Since the word Bara is in Bereshit itself, who is it who created it? He says about it that it is that hidden one who is not known, Chochmas Tima'a of Arich Anpin, since he took Bina out of his Rosh and made her Vak, creating these six great upper edges implied in Bereshit.
Questions, if there are any. Meir, what do you have there? What's up with you?
Is the system of relationships between Zer Anpin and Arich Anpin like the system of relationships between us and the sparks?
I don't know.
The connection, the...
I don't know. You can ask a dozen times. I don't know. That's it? Yes.
Ray from Florida is asking if it's possible to describe what are these six great upper edges that are engraved in Vak of Bina.
By the Chochmah that comes through the 32 paths, when the Bina rises to Rosh of Arich Anpin, receiving Chochmah there and shining downwards through the 32 paths, Zer Anpin becomes big, and then it's called the creates the world. What, Benzi?
Isn't it worthwhile during the Zohar to maybe put aside the mind, just try to feel the ten and...
To feel through this language, with Arich Anpin and Zer Anpin and everything, to go into this feeling, because, yeah, it's an emotional system. You studied solfeggio, right? Meaning you read notes, musical notes, and you can get excited or laugh according to the notes. So, you know, you show it to someone else, he'll say, "Oh, what are these ants here? It looks like spider webs and bugs there." So it depends on how you read it, how do you connect yourself to the material. So, although we're talking about very technical notes here, Alechanpin, Zeranpin, and these names and so forth, but if you emotionally go into it knowing what it's about, then it's very, very emotional to you, the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to sing according to those notes still. But I don't know how to do it yet. I know my state, the emotional state, the tense, that's what I know. So isn't it worthwhile for me also during the Zohar, so again, to try to connect to that?
Yeah, but still be connected to the text, because otherwise you'll be totally floating, you know. I think you can study the whole test from here. He explains it here very simply, very directly. Doesn't philosophize around here. Just showing you the relations between the degrees. I see teaching here as well. It's not just a pure feeling. Okay? Well, continue.
Lock and key, item 41. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the way. When they reached a certain field, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, "You are saying bara sheet, which is implied in Bereshit, is so indeed, since the six upper days, which are only Vak of Binah, impart upon the Torah Zeranpin and not more. The others, Gav Zeranpin, are hidden." Explanation. The Torah is Zeranpin. The six upper days are Vak of Binah, who are above Zeranpin. He says that for this reason, Bara Sheet was implied in the word Bereshit, since Bereshit implies to Binah that returned to being Chochmah in order to bestow upon Zeranpin. And because Zeranpin is not receiving Gar of Chochmah from her, but only Vak of Chochmah, the letters Bara Sheet are implied in this Chochmah in Bereshit, indicating that Zeranpin receives from her only Vak of Chochmah. But the others, Gar of Binah, are hidden because Gar of the Chochmah remain hidden for Zeranpin and he does not attain them. It is known that Atik was established in Tzimtzum Bek, the second restriction, who raised the bottom hay to his Nikvei Enaim to emanate upon Pratsuth Arich Anpin. Hence, Keter was divided into two halves, where Galgalt Enaim remained in Nukva of Atik, and half of the bottom Keter, Achap, was established as Pratsuth Arich Anpin.
A bit more togetherness.
It is considered that the bottom hay is operating Nikvei Enaim in Atik and Yud Hei Vav in Achap, which are Arich Anpin. This is so because the bottom hay of Havaya is missing in Arich Anpin, hence there are only the first nine in Arich Anpin, lacking Malchut. And only Ateret Yesod of Arich Anpin, of Zer Anpin, complements him to 10 Sefirot. Also, Malchut was hidden in Nikvei Enaim of Atik, and all the Partsufim of Atzilut were imprinted from them. The Partsufim themselves were divided into two halves, with Galgalta Enaim apart and Achap apart, since Bina was divided into two Partsufim, where Galgalta Enaim in here were set up as the upper Abba Ve'ima, and Achap in here as Yeshsut. Thus, the bottom hay is in Nikve Enayim of Abba Ve'ima, and Yud Kevav without the bottom hay are in Yeshsut. They lack the Malchut, because their Malchut remained in Nikve Enayim of Upper Abba Ve'ima, as in Atik and Arich Anpin. Also, Galgal Ta'anayim were established as the great Zon in Zon, and Achap in the small Zon, while Malchut remained the great Nikve Naim of Zon, and the small Zon have only the first nine, without Malchut, with only Ateret Yesod complementing their Malchut, as in Atik and Arich Anpin. Thus, as the Keter was divided into two halves, Gar and Zat, Bina and Zon were divided too. The bottom hay remained in the Gar of each, and in the Zat there are only Yud Kei Vav, without the bottom hay, and only Ateret Yesod of Malchut complements them instead of Malchut.
Maybe someone is capable, together with the reading, to also hear about the wisdom of Kabbalah itself and think of what forms of connection are between us are discussed. Okay? Yeshut, Abba Ve'ima, going up, going down, farther, closer, what's happening, Chochmah, Gal, Vak, Zat, etc. What forms of connection? And it doesn't matter how much we go wrong or not. And what's important is to always search what forms of connection between us are discussed here right now. Please.
Continuing with therefore, the upper half of each degree remains unknown, like Pratzuf Atik, where the bottom hay does not descend from their Nikvei Naim in Gadlut as well. This is so because although in Gadlut they bring back the Achap of the Kelim to them that were missing, they still do not extend Gar of Lights due to the Baram Hay, on which there was Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction. It is hidden in them to not receive Chochmah. Therefore, they always remain in the light of Chassadim, pure air. However, only the bottom half of each degree extends the Gar of Lights at the time of Gadlut, when the Yud comes out of their Avir, air, and they return to being O, light of Chochmah and Gar. Because of it, it is considered that the Patsufim of Gar that extend in the five Patsufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely Vak of Chochmah and remain deficient of Gar of Chochmah. This is so because the Gar of each Patsuf do not receive Chochmah, but Vak of each Patsuf. For this reason, there is only Vak of Chochmah in these Mochin. It was said that six upper days impart upon the Torah Zeranpin, and not more. Zeranpin has only 6 days Vak of Mochin from the upper Mochin. But the others, Gar of Binah, are hidden. Gar of Mochin are concealed. They are hidden even in the Patsufim above him, since only the Vak of the upper Patsufim have Mochin. Item 42. But in the essay Bereshit, it was said that that hidden Holy One engraved a carving in his intestines in Bina of the Hidden One, the Nukva of Atik, who is dotted in the embedded dot, the point of Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph, which rose to Bina and took Achap of Zeranpin, took Achap of Arich Anpin out of his Rosh. That carving that was engraved in Bina was engraved and hidden in her, as one who hides everything behind one key. And the whole of that one key is hidden in one palace. And even though everything is hidden in that palace, the key is the most important because that key closes and opens. Explanation. The holy hidden one, Arich Anpin, who is called the holy Chochmah Stima'ah, engraved a carving of fleck of Achap of Kelim in his intestines, in Bina, of one hidden one, the internality of Nukva of Atik. Dotted means the correction of the Masach for a Zivug. At the embedded dot means in a circle, in Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph, the middle point on which there was the first restriction. This is different from the Masach that is set up with Ateret Yesod, as is with the Vak of all the Partsufim, since a Masach of Ateret Yesod is called the point of settling, and not by the name the middle point. It is so because Ari Hanpin is engraved and becomes deficient of his gar through the internality of his superior, Nukva of Atik, who is set up with the Barem Hei in her Nikvei Einaim. It was said that that engraving that was carved in Bina was carved and hidden in her, as one who hides everything behind one key. A key is Malchut of Ateret Yesod, set up in every vak of the Partsufim of Atzilut. This is so because in Partsufim of Vak, the Yud comes out of their avir, air, and they become or, light. Meaning that the Masach descends from their Nikvei Einaim to the Peh and brings the Achap back to the degree. At that time, once they have Achap of Kelim, they acquire Gar of Lights too. For this reason, the Masach in Nikvei Einaim is regarded as a key, because it closes the Partsuf from illumination of Gar while it is in Nikvei Einaim and reopens it with lights of Gar when it descends back to its place, to the Peh. For this reason, it is called the opening of the eyes. It was said that there is concealment in her, as one who hides everything behind one key. It is so because although Atik himself was engraved in a Barem Hei, the carving that was engraved in Atik in Arich Anpin by Atik is unlike the carving of Atik himself. Since Arich Anpin was carved through a Miftacha, a key, Ateret Yesod, lacking the Malchut, it follows that only Ateret Yesod governs in Nikvei Einaim of Arich Anpin, and not the Barem Hei. Thus, the air of Arich Anpin is known because it is set up with a key. But the air of Atik is not known because the Malchut of the middle point is in him, and she does not extend Gar in him. It is not perplexing that they are saying here that there are Galgalta Enaim in Arich Anpin, and we said above that there is only Achap in him, half of the Barem Ketel, since with regard to Atik, he has only Achap, but with regard to himself, he is Galgalta Enaim, devoid of Achap. It was said that the whole of that key is hidden in one palace. This is so because Arich Anpin emanated to Upper Abba Ve'ima and engraved for Abba Ve'ima too, lacking Gar of Lights and Achap of Kelim. Also, they are the palace in which the lights of Gar were hidden, Gar of Neshama, Gar of Chaya, and Gar of Yechida, and Arich Anpin extended the Barem Hei of Atik into this palace too, as well as himself, who is the key. And even though everything is hidden in that palace, the heart of everything is in that key. The palace, Bina, is a palace for Chokhmah, in which there are Gar and Vak. The Barem Hei governs her Gar, and the Miftacha, Ateret Yesod, governs her Vak. And although everything is hidden in that palace, even the Barem Hei from Atik, still the heart of everything is in that key, in Ateret Yesod. This is so because Vak of Bina, Yeshut, Vak without Rosh of Gar, are the only ones on which the concealment is discerned. But in Gar of Bina, Abba Ve'ima, where there is the Barem Hei in Nikvei Einaim, Gar is not deficient there, because the chassadim of Aper Abba Ve'ima are as important as Chochmah and Gar. Also, the closing and opening are done by the Barem Hei Nikveh Enayim. For when she rises to Nikveh Enayim, she closes the Mochin of Gar, because then the Patsuf remains deficient of Achap of Kelim and Gar of Lights. And when she descends from Nikveh Enayim to the Peh, she opens the Mochin of Gar to illuminate in the Partsuf. For then she brings back the Achap of Kelim and Gar of Lights to the Partsuf. Thus only the Badem Hei herself closes and opens. But since the opening of Mochin is not in Gar, but only in Zat, in whom the Badem Hei does not govern, but Ateret Yesod, the Miftacha, and the Gar of each degree, where the Badem Hei rules, always remain in the unknown Avil. The closing and opening are attributed to the Miftacha and not to the Badem Hei.
This means that if we want to somehow move closer to understanding the Zohar, we have to imagine ourselves the relations between us and how they rise or descend in the intensity of connection according to our actions, to our efforts. And this network is already well depicted in Tess, which is Ten Sfirot, Ket Chochma Bin Azaran Bin Malchut, or Atikari Chanpin is the Keter, Abba Ve'ima Chochma Bina, then Zon, Zaran Bin Malchut, and we are connected and included in that network. And the clearer that network becomes, that means we rise higher. The less clear it is, the lower we are. And that's how we work. So our entire work is about how to further awaken that connection of Ten Sefirot where we exist, and then everyone sees himself as a Malchut that operates all the Ten Sefirot, until the Ten Sefirot really take on the final form, the form of Ein Sof. And this is basically our work. This is why both Tess and the Zohar were especially written in such a way that they awaken us to this observation that we are in the Malchut in the of the system, and from it we want to awaken the entire system. In this way they were written, from our observation. So again, we're in a network of connection between us. We have to awaken that network. And then everyone will be impressed by it, excited by it, and then he'll learn how to research it, and then how to activate it by himself. That's it. Let's move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.